Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, it's been revealed that Tony Staggs played through injury for half of last season after tearing his labrum in Origin 2. Essentially, that's your shoulder. You need a reconstruction, usually after a labrum tear in Origin 1. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Makes a lot of sense.
Because you go Origin 1, he was a bit quiet. You know, he went off and, you know, people were like, it's an Origin. Like, how do you not stay out there? But then you find out, well, he actually, you know, ripped his bloody shoulder off. These are the things that you don't really hear about. And these are the things where I think as I got older, when I quit footy and I look back, I think I look at it and I go, I should have been more selfish at times and said, nah, because I'm going to get judged on my performance. Mm. No one's going to care how fucked my knee is, my shoulder is, my ribs are, whatever it is. And like one of those things where Tony, like he's trying to play for the team. He's trying to stay up. But I think it's one of those things you probably should have been selfish and going, you know what, like I need to take care of my body and get myself ready. Because also now his preseason is shortened massively because he doesn't get to spend a whole preseason with the players. Whereas if he had immediately got scans, apparently he didn't even know he did it in Origin 1, but if he had immediately gone and got scans when it was hurting, then he would have had months extra of rehab. Thoughts on this, Guru?
Yeah, it's a tough balance what you're saying, though. I imagine for players that you just want to show up every week, especially
sure.
when you're in the midst of it and everything. Like, obviously, your mindset as a 21, 22-year-old would have been very different when you retired. Mate, I just want to see Katoni have the season he should.
Mm.
Like, I think it's been about 4 years in a row I've sat here in the preseason and gone, okay, he's going to be the best centre in the comp this year because he's got that sort of upside about him. He's got so much ability.
And he seemed like last year, funny. Especially the start of the year, seemed like he had rounded out his game really well.
Well, he came out in the first 2 weeks and I think he made about 9 errors in the first two weeks. Then they played Roosters and Penrith and he fucking gave it to them.
Mm.
And I sort of thought, okay, it's going to turn around here. He took on the two best teams in the comp, killed it, and then just went back into a lull for the next few weeks. So I just want to see him play consistent footy. I want to see him come in. Maybe he was injured last year, whatever it might be, but I want to see him come in and get more ball.
Mm.
And I know it might be, you know, game plan, whatever, but you got a guy like him. Like, there's not many guys with a running game like him in the NRL.
Like, you could argue he's the most powerful war runner in the NRL.
Like, I'm surprised their half, like, especially off scrums, I'm surprised their halves don't just turn him under more often and just let him go. Like, that'd be the worst nightmare for a defensive line.
Well, it's gotten to the point now where it's like, there is no reason why he's not touching the ball or having at least 15 to 20 runs. Like, surely, even Kevy can see the benefit of getting him the ball more. And not even getting him the ball more, coming into 1,000 scoots. Like, what do you reckon about this news, Timmy?
Yeah, it doesn't shock at all. We expect particularly young players coming out of their first Origin camps. I think he may have been in them before, but haven't actually played a game. I know he had the injury, but you're sort of going, expect them to go to the next level, and particularly confidence-wise, where they just get to games and go, I'll be the man to make the difference here. And we were sort of hoping Staggs might come in and get more ball and have more involvement, and it didn't really happen. And then for this news to come out, you go, all right, well, maybe that's why. In saying that, he'd never been a centre who'd come in and have 15, 20 runs a game anyway, but I thought maybe the Origin camp might have been the thing that would have motivated him to do that. So it does explain it. And I'm with you. This year, I want to be sitting here in 12 months' time saying Gatoni Stags is the best centre in the NRL. Mm. And look, it's a hot field. There's Joey Manu, Stephen Crichton, so Val Holmes. But at his best, I don't see why Gatoni Stags can't be better than all of them. Oh, it's a big call, but he's got it in him.
Mm.
But the difference is those other guys do it every single week.
Mm.
Gatoni has his big game once every 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm.
And it starts with involvement, Guru, like you touched on. And it can be as simple as just bring players to bring him underneath. The Broncos do it with Corey Oates all the time so effectively.
Yeah.
Now, Oates does it with like a real hard line run, but you just scatter the defensive touch, bring Stags underneath and say, mate, do what you want. Good luck trying to tackle him.
Oh, I agree, mate. I agree. And this is a year for Stags. There can't be any more, oh, he's going to get there. He's going to get there. This is a year where he lives up to what we all know he can be. He genuinely, there's very few players that you could say could be the number one in their position. Like, there's a whole bunch that we could look at and go, look, they just don't have the talent to be a top, top tier center or whatever. Stags is absolutely, not only is top tier like center, but he is so much talent, he could be a top tier outside back, period, across the NRL, like as in the top five. Unfortunately, due to injury, you know, like another thing that doesn't get mentioned, and you know, might be, that doesn't get mentioned enough, is like he's been at the club essentially during its worst period. Like there haven't been many players that have played to their potential over the last few years outside of like, you know, Paddy, Haas, Herbie is consistent. And so you that is not an excuse, but that is you could put that as a reason as to why he hasn't had a consistent year. But now I think it's gotten to the point where even if that is the case where the environment isn't going to get the best out of all players, you have to take it on yourself to be like, no, I'm going to be the best player I can be regardless of what's happening around me.
I think especially like in the modern game, like if we were to list, you know, the best edges in rugby league, they're all left edges. I think if you're a right centre nowadays, part of your game has to be that I have to go looking for the ball. Because, you know, most guys, their pass, you know, their better natural pass is right to left. That's why you've got so many of these left edges that are so strong. Like if I'm a right centre nowadays, I'm going, I have to take the initiative upon myself to enforce myself onto games, to make sure I'm getting to dummy half as much as I possibly can. I feel like with, when I watch Stags, whether he's being told to or whether it's him, I don't know. But he is just happy to just sit out on that edge. Like there was a couple of times during the year where he got into dummy half. And like I had him in my super coach team, so I watched him super closely, where he would get into dummy half and another bloke would come over and go, no, I'll take this one. And Tony would just go, yeah.
Yeah.
Good as gold. Whereas like no one's – imagine saying to Joey Manu, I'll take this one.
Yeah.
Not a hope in hell. He pushes hookers out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And if Gatoni could just have that in his game, that real hunger to go after it, he could be the best centre in the game.
Yeah,
best
for sure.
Right centre anyway.
It's got to come down to really Kevvy Walters. Kevvy has to be the one saying, mate, I need you having 15 to 20 runs a game. I need more involvement from you.
Mm.
And if he starts the year in the first 4 or 5 rounds, he's having 6, 7 runs a game, which there are games he'd be having less.
Mm.
I'm like, well, I'm looking at Kevvy Walters and saying, mate, why aren't you getting more out of him?
Mm.
All right, maybe Kevvy Walters is telling him we need more involvement. Why isn't he doing it?
Yeah.
It's got to come back to Kevvy. He's got Adam Reynolds on that edge, the, you know, the go-to guy in that side who's pulling the strings. Why can't Adam Reynolds get him more ball? And it's going to piss me off if in round 4 or 5, by round 4 or 5, we're having the same conversation about them not utilising Stags well enough.
Well, it's almost like if that's the case, what's the point of him being at the club? Like, set him free, let him go to another club where he will get the ball more, you free up a bunch of your cap, you've already got a squeeze on your outside backs. And this comes from a guy, again, I want Stags at the club, he's incredible potential. But this year is the year. This year is the year.
And like for, you know, Stags has got incredible potential, what you've got out of him the last 2 years, from a business point of view, Delaware's Hoyter that came in did a fantastic job.
Mm.
These other sort of outside backs, like, I know you can get more out of Gatoni Stags, but if they're not getting it, you can save 400 or 500K there with someone else.
Yeah. And so, yeah, look, it really does. You're right. It comes back to Kevvy. Like, we all know what he can do. If Kevvy puts the pressure on him and says, I need 15 runs and we're going to make sure you get the ball or whatever, and he still doesn't, then Kevvy needs to go, well, like, mate, if you're not going to respond to me, then
yeah,
I can't have you in the side.
And when I look at your side, and you know, you know more about it than me, but I look at them and go, that's not a problem with Herbie. Mm. Herbie gets more ball than fucking anyone. No. He comes after.
Sometimes
if anything, Herbie gets too much ball.
Yeah. Like I would be as far to say, if Herbie and Katoni are both at hooker, Katoni should have right of way of 100%. Who gets the ball.
Yep.
He's an Origin player. He's way more. He's got more experience. And this is a huge fan of Herbie, and I love the work he gets through. But Katoni's on the big coin. Like, he's there to change the match. And he has done it many a time. Like, we're not sitting here saying that, like, he hasn't had games where he's absolutely torn the game apart and we've all gone, holy shit.
He hasn't had enough of them.
No, he hasn't had enough of them for sure, unfortunately. But hopefully this year is the year. I mean, he's had a, by all looks of it, with the photos and that, he's had a crazy preseason, like tough preseason. Hopefully he's going to be right for round one. But yeah, I hope we're sitting here in 12 months and we go, Stags wins the Dally M Centre of the Year.
Because there's even been games throughout the year where he's played for like Tonga and he's jumped in at 5'8". Like, fuck, he's been effective.
Mm.
Just by getting him more involved and like playing out of position and whatnot. But he's got so much ability that is just untapped at the moment.
Like, no one should ever dominate him in a tackle because he's so strong. Like, that's how fucking strong this bloke
is. It's not like the problem is the halfback inside him.
Yeah.
He's got the 7 to utilise him.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, so interesting times. I'll back him in. I hope he has a big year. I think it might be a little bit of a slow start due to the chopped up preseason because of his shoulder. Mm. But I think the Broncos would be speaking to him saying, mate, we need a bit more. And look, if it's not the best environment for him, then he should absolutely find somewhere that's going to be the best environment for him, because it's too much. It'd be a sad day where we don't see Katoni Staggs reach his potential, because we've seen it happen. Now just need to see it happen week in, week out. But when you talk about highlight reels, fuck.
Every time I see, is it Ewan Aitken that he palms? Yeah.
It's one of the craziest palms
ever. It's unbelievable. And Ewan Aitken, he's a back rower now.
Ewan Aitken is known for his strength in contact.
Yeah.
And Katoni did that.
That one, and I go back to the Sharks-Broncos game last year. I think it might have been the game after Talakai obliterated Paul Morton, Harper and Manly. And the amount of times the Sharks did everything right to get a Talakai one-on-one with Staggs on his line, essentially unstoppable, and Staggs would just meet him and just go whack up high and force him back. That's as good as it gets for me defensively.
Yep.
Tell me another centre that have that much strength outside of maybe Joey Manu.
Yeah.
Maybe Joey Manu. That's how good Katoni Staggs is. So fingers crossed we get that out of him, because, mate, he really is a highlight reel.
But he's another example. Like, it's obvious that Joey Manu at some point has gone to Robbo and said, I want more footy.
Yeah,
I need more football.
Yeah. Well, you even hear it in the discussions. Like, they're even saying, like, we need to get him more involved and rah-rah. Anyway, so hopefully he's all good.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.